utility bills, they would ease financial pressure for residents. But I also think that aside for the affordability on the utility itself, it comes also to the housing issue, because building up houses associated with those services are cheaper than building houses with only electric systems. That being out there, I would like just to refer to this discussion. It's going to be happening around, if I'm not wrong, 4:30 to 5. The discussion itself should be on the news at least until 6. So that's something to keep in mind when you're talking about policy that would affect Burnaby and the whole Vancouver metropolitan area. And now I would like just to propose that we move on to another song. Leave us all a little bit. I know that every time I bring here policy, we feel released. It's a moment of anxiety, it's a moment of stress, and I always like to balance that with some good music. So You Never Can Tell by Bobby Christina's was just a really good blue that I found, and I am pretty excited to have it here, and I hope you all enjoy this song. So here you go. This is You Never Can Tell.
Meltdown, a show of the fringy, melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
Welcome back. I always hope you enjoy. I hope you enjoy the blues. I honestly was dancing here, and I hope you were dancing on that side as well. Or not if you're driving, please be careful. So, continuing with our discussions on Talk That Matters, I would like to just bring it out a little bit on the projects I'll be working at for the future open mics that also be airing for our Speak Up segments, always Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursday from 10 to 11. And talking about that, so basically, I feel that we have a few really interesting discussions coming up, referring first to a participatory budgeting project, something that came across my life and that has been resonating a lot with me is the community factor. And it would be lovely to hear any of you if you have anything that you would like to bring to us on community construction. And participatory budgeting comes specifically on that theme as a policy that offers the opportunity for direct democracy. And how does that work? That works basically giving residents of a certain area divided by districts the chance to, instead of directly electing representatives to discuss a segment of the budget of the city, directly being there and doing that themselves. What is really interesting about that is that that varies across states, across cities, across nations. And in the specific case of Vancouver, what I've been, what I have observed from the previous pilot experiment on 2019 is that they basically elect a portion of the funds to fund a few designated projects. So we should have next week a talk with Davey. He's one passionate man about transportation, and he submitted his own proposal to referring how to better transit in Vancouver. But also, I think that this specific model is really interesting to talk about, to see how people bring up their ideas to become specific projects directly and not just having a assembly discussion directly on it. Of course, the assembly works to elect that fund directly, but it has a little bit of more direct proposal instead of electing teams and having a few difficulties that are brought up by the community and the community leaders. So yeah, that's one of the projects that is coming up that you should stay tuned in on my open mic at 3 on Tuesday to know a little bit more about. But aside for that, we also have the Conference of the Parts going on. The Conference of the Parts always bring up leaders from across the globe and organizations to discuss what's the future of climate resilience and climate investments. We have it out there that when it comes to development itself of the nations, different countries have different balances when it comes to how much CO2 they're releasing to the atmosphere. And because of that, they have different balances to pay off. And that's where the Conference of the Parts comes off, designating policies and agreements such as the Paris Agreement that basically lead the countries on how they can directly engage with the decrease in the CO2 emissions to the CO2 emissions and other environmental factors such as, for example, the preservation of the Amazon. This year, we have observed that several important leaders such as Biden and the president of Brazil, Lula, haven't attended the conference, and that speaks to multiple really important leaders. And specifically on that, they are basically not necessarily on denial would be the word, but they are not recognizing the importance of this one conference, because next year we have an even bigger one and more important one, which marks 10 years after the Paris Agreement. And so yeah, so basically we have a few interesting announcements that we can speak of. For example, Canada announced around I think, $60 million or $80 million that are going to be designated for the creation of a financial platform that is going to host the budgeting for different the countries to invest on climate resilience. And we also had the announcement, and I'm going to bring that up on my next segment on Open Mic, of the Minister of Development here in Vancouver discussing on how there's a new fund now of $60 million, which the Council of Indigenous Elders will be orienting the women indigenous communities of Peru. That's an organization, by the way, Peru, Guatemala, and Colombia, if I'm not wrong, Bolivia as well, on how to use that fund to create climate resilience and protect the Amazon flora forest. I think that these two build up a lot on the environmental factor and a lot of what I bring it here. We had for my first open mic discussion on the indigenous on the Amazon on the side of Brazil. And I think that's this also enlightens how passionate I am and how I believe we should consider to be important community building and community activities. Mostly because that is what shapes our day-to-day life, but also what shapes policy in a more accessible and democratic way. I think that I've said a lot. I believe that these are really exciting news, exciting segments that you all can enjoy. And with that, I would like to propose, let's continue with some songs that we can enjoy, that we can pass time, and we can relieve from the stress of always discussing policy. So this is Goddess in the Squeeze by Sophie Tucker and her album Brad with it, MC Bola.
She's walking the streets like a runway. She's looking like an angel that fell from the sky. You've never seen someone so terribly beautiful, and everyone let her pass by. She's got a body, and she's not sorry, and she's got that mysterious face. Now don't get too close to her dancing, you know she's going on and on and on and on and on. On and on.
And this would got us in disguise by Sophie Tucker and her album Braid. Brad, so I hope you enjoyed the song. This is I really enjoyed that. A lot of people here on the station enjoy Sophie Tucker just because she brings a lot of old ancient funk songs that resonates with my childhood. And next is Modern Baseball, Your Graduation.
It's been 3 years of me thinking about you every day. Sometimes for hours, sometimes in passing. Saw you from the bottom of the staircase. Stood out for hours as you complained about how you haven't seen your friends yet. That you're too drunk to stand and you not knowing if you can love him forever. Bullshit, you fucking missed me there. I said it, I guess I'll talk to you in a few months. Sitting drunk on the sidewalk, I guess. Shoes against the pavement. I swear this has gotta be the 100th time I've thought of you tonight. You weren't the only one who thought of us that way. I spend most nights awake, wide awake. I never thought that I would see the day where I just let you go, let you walk away.
Call you crook, called you a bandit. There ain't no other good damn reason why my heart it would go missing for so many months. So I was wishing that you would stop pretending. Remember all those countless nights when I told you I loved you, and you never forget it. Oh, just forget it.
You were the only one who thought of us that way. I spend most nights away.
And I hope you enjoyed. That was Your Graduation by Modern Baseball. I would like just to apologize. I've missed the listening discretion. It's advised to be aware that there is some explicit language used in the song. And for all of the listeners, I'm so sorry for not warning you before. I hope you enjoyed, though. It's a little bit of a poppy indie song. Brings a little bit of the teenager phase suffering, and I particularly really enjoy the instrumental of this song. And the next song that I will be playing, the name is Four Chords by Dan Magan from the album Being Somewhere. So I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. good for chords.
And this was Shooting Stars by Big Raiders. I am a fan of this song. If you close your eyes, please don't close. If you're driving, you can have the best time of your life, in my opinion. I really like it, really the rhythm. Aside for the memes that, of course, talk to all of our generation hearts. So the next song I'm playing is People Watching by Sam Fender.
We'll be right back.
And you have just listened to 3 minutes of Sam Fender with his new single release, People Watching, 11 days ago. You're in luck. I hope you enjoyed this show. As always, you can follow up for more important and for new stories that really shape us on my open mic from 3 to 4 next week. And following next, we have conversations from SFU Faculty of Communication, Art, and Technology from 4 to 4:30. Thank you so much for everyone who has listened. As always, you can find on the website published all the songs and a description and this episode if you want to hear it again. Thank you so much and enjoy the rest of your week.